You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this 11th day of April. It's a Thursday afternoon. We're now joined by Mike Tenorum. He's a T-Storm weather out of Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Tell me about the forecast for the Midwest.
Well, there's a lot of rain in the forecast. We have a number of storm systems that will move on through about every 3 to 5 days going forward. So because of that, we do have some fairly significant rainfall that is on the way. The first round of rain will be in Illinois later today and tonight. Then we see a much larger and stronger system move through Saturday and Sunday, followed by yet another storm system Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday of next week, and then most likely another system about 3 to 5 days after that. So we're looking for pretty hefty totals in the Corn Belt. 1.5 to 3.5 inches looks about right, with heavier totals to the south and the Delta.
And if you look a little further out, what problems do you see?
Well, it's real hard to say what's going to happen more than 2 weeks out. I keep receiving a lot of questions about that time period. But even though it is very important for planting, we don't have any special skills to forecast that far out than we do at any other time of the year. So unfortunately, we just have to sit around and kind of wait and see what it looks like. The one thing we can tell you is that this wet period has been going on for a long time now. Last month was the 8th consecutive month of above normal rainfall in the Corn Belt, and all indications are that April will end up wetter than normal as well. That'll make that entire June through April period, because that's essentially when this pattern started, last June. Well, if you start last June and you go through this April, we can see that it's going to end up being the number one or number two wettest period of the last 125 years. That's a lot of water that has fallen. And if you start to isolate out some of those years and look at what happened in the growing seasons that followed, well, about one-third of those had some pretty poor corn and soybean crops. On the other hand, two-thirds of them had normal or good crops. So it's a little hard to say what's going to happen, but in any normal year, the chance of having a poor crop is only about 15%. But our data is showing that based on what's happened to this point, it's closer to 33%. Or a little more than double normal. So we're going to have to keep an eye on weather later on in the spring and especially the summer.
Are there any other places that you've been watching around the planet at this point?
Well, the only other area that we're a little bit concerned about at the moment is Australia. Australia has been in a drought now for a while. In fact, 87% of their winter wheat production was drier than normal over the last 90 days, based on some of our in-house calculations. They start planting there over the next 2 to 4 weeks, and there's not a whole lot of rain on the near-term horizon. Probably more importantly for them, though, is that it's fairly probable for weak El Nino conditions to last over the next 6 to 12 months. And 3 of the last 4 times that happened in Australia, they had a below-trend wheat yield. So, again, we have a drought in there now. We know the history of El Nino conditions. Again, 3 of 4 were below trend. And we're in a similar scenario right now as far as El Nino goes. So all indications are that you have to watch out in Australia as well.
Hey, thanks, Mike. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds great, Todd. Talk to you then.
That's Mike Tenorum. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.